Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 29, Overcoming Fear, Stepping into Your True Power. Welcome back to another episode of Metanoia Madness. I'm Nicholas, and today we're embarking on a journey into a realm we all know but often try to avoid. Fear. Fear is a universal experience, a shadow that follows us through life. But what if we could turn that shadow into a guiding light? In this episode, we'll explore how understanding and embracing fear can unlock doors to personal growth, resilience, and empowerment. Before we dive in, we have a few announcements. Well, I guess more like noteworthy mentions. Metanoia Madness is now available on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel for transformative content and hit that notification bell and stay updated. Visit us at metanoiamadness.com. We've got blog posts, insights, and more about our episodes. Sign up for our newsletter to join the Metanoia Madness community and to stay in the loop. Thank you to everyone who's sharing their stories and insights on social media. Your stories are inspiring us all. Fear is an ancient instinct, hardwired in our very being. It's what kept our ancestors safe from predators and dangers in the wild. But in today's world, fear often manifests in ways that can hold us back rather than protect us. It's important to understand what fear truly is and how it influences our lives. Fear is not just an emotion. It's a survival mechanism designed to keep us safe. However, not all fears are rational. Some fears are rooted in past experiences or societal conditioning, manifesting as barriers to growth and self-discovery. Consider a fear that's holding you back. What's its origin? How does it manifest in your life? Reflect on whether this fear is protecting you or hindering your progress. Growing up constantly moving around, I was consistently forced to either face my fears or let them crush me. We all know how scary change can be, whether it's something big like moving and starting over or something smaller like starting a new job. It's the not knowing that makes it so scary, not knowing how we'll land on solid ground or if the ground is solid, what happens after that. These were questions and fears that I was facing by the time I was 4 or 5 years old. And although around that time my concerns were more about school and whether or not the kids would like me, it was still a lot to learn and navigate, especially when it came to saying goodbye to everything I knew and wondering if the next place would be better, worse, or the same. But dealing with this over and over allowed me to see myself in a different light. I began to see that my outside environment had very little to do with my inner world. The fears that I felt were repetitive and projected from anxiety and change, but never held any real weight, proven by the fact that every move the same fears would come up, but would eventually go away as I began to adapt and learn my new environment and the people that lived there. Eventually, this understanding found its way into all my fear-based thoughts and allowed me to start looking at everything differently. To overcome fear, we first must acknowledge it. It's not about eradicating the fear, but about understanding and embracing it as a part of our journey. When we face fears, we transform them into stepping stones rather than stumbling blocks. Facing fear requires courage and vulnerability. It's about looking fear in the eye and saying, "I see you, and I'm ready to grow from this experience." Embracing fear can lead to profound self-discovery and empowerment. Mindfulness invites us to sit with our fears, acknowledging their presence without letting them control us. By observing fear mindfully, we can detach from its grip and see it more clearly. Visualization empowers us to mentally confront our fears, envisioning ourselves stronger and more capable on the other side. In moments where fear feels overwhelming, grounding exercises like taking deep breaths or engaging in senses helps us remain anchored in the present, turning fear into an ally for growth and resilience. This week in particular, I've been facing a lot of fears. Fear of failing being probably the biggest one, and following closely after, the fear of succeeding. I think it's because in a world where numbers and analytics are such a big and important part of our everyday lives, it's hard to separate our sense of self-worth from what the numbers say. So although I'm beyond grateful and happy with the show's growth, it's still not reaching its full potential yet. And because of this, I had a couple of days that I was just feeling down and fearful, wondering what happens if it doesn't happen. What if I'm not able to bring this vision that I see into this reality? How will I pay my bills and create a life worth living if I can't find my path? And when I get to it, how will I sustain and provide to the people that want to support me? All these fear-based thoughts took a hold of me for the better part of the week. It wasn't until I was able to step back from the mind's drama that I was able to reframe and really understand what was happening. First, understand that this vision you have, no matter what it is, small, medium, or the size of Mount Everest, it is possible. The entire reason it's in your heart and mind is because it is possible. And you're the one that can bring it into this reality. That's why it's there. That's why you feel so emotionally strong about it. Now, if you can grasp that, then next we need to realize the law of attraction plays a crucial role in overcoming these fears and realizing the potential for your vision. By aligning your thoughts and emotions with the reality you wish to create, you attract the circumstances and opportunities that match your desires. When you focus on your fear, you inadvertently attract more fear and doubt. However, by shifting your focus to the belief that your vision is possible, that you're capable of achieving it, you align yourself with the positive energy needed to manifest your dreams. The key is to consistently hold a vision of success and abundance, knowing that your thoughts and feelings directly influence the reality you experience. It took me a while to get out of the low frequency I was maintaining, but eventually I became aware of how it was affecting my ability to think clear and openly about what I want and need to be focused on in order to be able to manifest my desires for myself and Metanoia Madness. And it wasn't that somehow magically I got rid of these fears. They're still here right now. But I became aware of them and why I was feeling them in the first place, which gave me the ability to detach myself, reframe the negative thoughts, and replace them with thoughts that affirm the actual reality I desire. Fear, when embraced and understood, can serve as a catalyst for profound transformation. It's not about ignoring fear or pretending it doesn't exist, but rather about acknowledging it, facing it head on, and then using its energy to propel ourselves forward. Fear can be a powerful motivator, pushing us to break through barriers and reach new heights. Imagine fear not as an obstacle, but rather as a launch pad, a force that, when harnessed, fuels your journey towards achieving your dreams. Fear is often seen as a sign of weakness, but in reality, it holds the potential to ignite change. When we transform fear into power, we don't just overcome it, we transcend it. Rewriting the story from "I am afraid" to "I am capable." This shift isn't just about conquering fear, it's about using it to connect with our deeper desires and inner strength. Fear can be the spark that ignites our inner fire, pushing us to discover our true selves and reach our fullest potential. Throughout history, countless individuals have turned their fears into sources for strength and inspiration. Nelson Mandela, for example, faced fear of oppression and imprisonment, yet he transformed that fear into a relentless pursuit for justice and equality. His life reminds us that courage isn't the absence of fear. It's the decision to act in spite of it. Fear can be our greatest teacher, guiding us to our most courageous actions and truest selves. Each of us has the potential to turn fear into fuel for positive change. Take a moment to reflect on a time when fear became a stepping stone rather than a stumbling block. Perhaps it was a leap of faith, you pursued a dream, or confronted a difficult truth. How did that experience reshape your perspective? How did it empower you to take control of your life and move closer to your goals? By transforming fear into power, you gain the strength to face whatever challenges come your way, knowing that within you lies the courage to overcome anything. In my adult years, I see how I was blessed to live a life constantly moving and adapting. There is no substitute for different environments bringing you different experiences. For example, if I'm scared of the ocean, or if I don't know that I'm scared of the ocean, there isn't a way for me to truly understand whether that fear-based thought actually holds any weight unless I experience the ocean for everything that it is and everything that it isn't. The same can be said about everything we fear. Some hold weight for good reason. You should fear a hungry lion. But as you keep putting yourself into situations where you have to face your fears, you begin to see how many fearful thoughts and emotions you have that hold no actual weight. To truly harness fear and turn it into a source of power, we need tangible strategies that we can seamlessly integrate into our daily lives. These strategies not only help us face fears, but also build a foundation of resilience. making us stronger and more prepared for future challenges. Fear, rather than being an enemy, can be an ally in our journey to self-discovery. It is often in the face of fear that we find our greatest opportunities for growth. By approaching fear as a teacher rather than a foe, we can begin to see a catalyst for change. One powerful approach through this is exposure therapy, gradually and intentionally exposing ourselves to fear-inducing situations. This doesn't mean jumping straight in the deepest fears, but start small, step by step until you become comfortable. For example, if public speaking terrifies you, begin by speaking in front of the mirror, then to a close friend, and gradually work your way up to larger groups. Each small victory builds confidence, reducing the hold fear has over you. Journaling is another invaluable tool. By writing down your fears, you externalize them, making them less overwhelming. Journaling offers a safe space to explore and understand your fears, document your progress, and reflect on the insights gained from each encounter with fear. It's a way to observe your fears from a distance, turning them into a narrative that you can control and rewrite. Reframing is a mental shift that can transform fear into an opportunity for growth. Instead of viewing fear as a roadblock, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can this experience make me stronger? This mindset shift allows you to see fear not as a limitation, but as a stepping stone towards personal development and empowerment. By reframing, we gain a new perspective, seeing challenges as opportunities to evolve. Facing fear can be daunting, but having a support system can make the world a difference. Surrounding yourself with people who encourage and uplift you provides a network of strength. These are the people who remind you of your capabilities, hold your hand when you're scared, and celebrate your victories. A strong support system acts as a safety net, giving you the courage to take risks and face your fears head on. Every time you face a fear, no matter how small, it's a victory worth celebrating. Acknowledging these wins builds a sense of accomplishment and reinforces the belief that you are capable of overcoming challenges. Celebrations don't have to be grand. Even a moment of quiet reflection or a small treat can reinforce positive association with facing fear. Each celebration adds a brick to the foundation of your resilience, making you stronger and more confident in the face of future fears. Fear is a universal experience, but it doesn't have to be a limiting one. By understanding and embracing fear, we can transform it into a powerful opportunity for growth. Through practical strategies like exposure therapy, journaling, reframing, building support systems, and celebrating victories, we can turn fear into an ally. Remember, fear is not a sign of weakness, but a signal for growth. Embrace it, learn from it, and let it propel you towards your highest and truest potential. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Metanoia Madness. If you found this episode empowering, please share it with others, leave a review, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and website for transformative content. Until next time, keep embracing your fears and stepping into your true power. I'm Nicholas signing off.